Hi, this is all tongue-in-cheek coming at ya. I wanted to do a small introduction for this post because it is old, and it's actually my very first post from 3 years ago when I used to traipse around GWA as a young thing. Now I'm an old thing, still traipsing around GWA. Under a new identity. I've assumed a new identity. So I feel like that makes me extra mysterious. It was my very first post then. And it is the first of a series of three that I titled Argumentative because I'm a douchebag and I'm not ashamed to say it. It's a story-based submission, and I wrote it, and then I recorded it, and then I posted it all those years ago, and it was pretty well received back then. I hope it still kind of holds up now. It is admittedly not as raunchy. This first one, at least, is not as dirty and filthy as some of the other things that I'm sure you've heard. And you know, whatever, that's okay, I guess. I hope that you guys enjoy it. If it is well received now, I will consider posting the rest of it. I guess that'll be up to you guys. You can let me know if you'd like to hear how the story continues and then ends. Without further ado, this is the first installment of Argumentative, subtitled The Elevator. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks. The argument begins over dinner. Another of several disagreements. They seem to happen so frequently now. One day it's because you hate that I leave old coffee in the pot every morning, and the next, it's because I hate that you leave wet towels on the bathroom floor. Tonight is no different, and petty as usual, but still unnecessarily hostile. Maybe it was triggered by the valet who didn't open my door when we arrived, forcing you to go out of your way to be a gentleman, or the hostess who was obviously flirting with you in front of me. Perhaps it could have just as easily been my indecisive ordering or your choice of scotch that was clearly out of our budget. I mean, who are you trying to impress? The details, they don't even matter at this point. All I know is that in this moment, I loathe the sound of your voice, and you can't stand to even look at my face. We finish our meals in a silence that would have seemed awkward if we weren't perfectly comfortable imagining that the other wasn't there. I pay a visit to the ladies' room. You pay the check. The hostess smiles at you as we walk toward the door and suddenly doesn't exist as you march past her. The valet brings the car around. I don't even wait for him to exit before I let myself in and slam the door. The tension on the ride home is so thick that it's almost impossible to take a breath, both of us just waiting for the other to fire first. We're both waiting to snap back and snarling inside like an angry dog being approached by an adversary. You sigh heavily, and it's more than enough to send a spiteful shiver all the way down my exposed spine. I scoff as a display of my scathing indifference, and I can feel you cringing angrily in the fallout of my derision. You loosen your tie as we carefully pull into the brightly lit parking garage, and then into the empty space that was always waiting for our return. You kill the engine, seatbelts are unbuckled, doors open and then shut, and the clacking of my high heels resonates forcefully as we make our way toward the elevator. I enter, and then you follow, reaching back to press the 12th floor button without looking, and I lean against the cold back wall with legs and arms crossed. Staring at the climbing numbers makes me think about sex. I'm remembering the first time we had sex in this elevator. It was a Saturday night, and we had only been living in this high-rise for a week. After spending the night out and sucking down a few stiff drinks each, we came home to our space in the garage, our giggles echoing all around us. My arm was around your waist as we walked to the elevator, while yours trailed down my back, around to my hip, fingers gripping my belt loop, and your thumb tucked inside of my pants, gently rubbing against my skin. While waiting to go up, your thumb became a few fingers and then a whole hand inside of my jeans, groping at my side, searching for my soft, plump cheek. And as you rubbed it with a full palm, I leaned into you, my head resting just beneath your chin, and I whimpered, then moaned audibly when you squeezed it until I could feel your nails digging in. When we stepped inside, you lightly grazed every button leading up to 12 and immediately brought your attention back to me. One, this time with a cheek in each hand. Two, you pulled me close, kneading and squeezing the meat of my backside, kissing and licking my neck, and I moaned even louder while I ran my nails down your back underneath your t-shirt. Three, you slowly made your way down my neck, kissing, licking, and now sucking my chest. Four, I arched my back, my cheeks clenched in your hands, and your face was buried between my breasts. Five, my breath became more shallow and rapid as you pulled down my top and unfurled each breast, one by one, sucking and nibbling each nipple with care. Six. My moans grew louder the deeper you suckled them, and I could just begin to feel the slick wetness between my thighs. Seven. We couldn't hold back any longer. I could feel you bulging through your pants and thought you might burst out of them if I didn't act fast. I unbuckled your belt, I unzipped your pants, and I released you. Eight. You softly grabbed the back of my head, kissing my mouth deeply, and walked forward slowly, placing my back against the wall while you unbuttoned and unzipped me. I could feel you pulsing against my thighs, and I almost couldn't handle it. I was ready to explode. Nine. My pants shuffled to my ankles. I kicked them away. You took a thigh under each arm and lifted me up without breaking the kiss. And when the angle was just right, you slid yourself into me. I moaned in your mouth as a warm wave of pleasure washed over me. I moaned again as you pulled away and pushed back in, over and over, deeper and deeper each time. 10. One wave after another. 11. Warmer. Wetter. Stronger. 12. We were coming. Together, we were coming. We held each other tight, shaking and sinking. We hadn't even noticed that the elevator doors were open to our 12th floor. We kissed, and we laughed. We were home. We are home now, and all of that thinking about the elevator has only made me more infuriated.